flexible habits. Be sure to make your plan sufficiently flexible so that you can change it when you are so inspired. The key word here is inspired. As you put your plan into action and develop applied faith, infinite intelligence may hand you a better plan than the one you have made. Treat such inspiration respectfully, for it will help you strengthen your plan where it is weak. Don't express contempt for your hunches. If you repeatedly say to yourself, "I had the most foolish idea today," soon you will be having only foolish ideas. Instead, write down your hunches as soon as they occur to you. Examine them carefully, and be sure you are not rejecting them simply because they involve something that hasn't been done before or because they don't conform to your current habits. The purpose of cosmic habit force is to make your habits serve you, not the other way around. Don't let your habits become so ingrained that whatever useful purpose they once served, they now limit your opportunity, tolerance, faith, and enthusiasm. American Express enjoyed huge success with its charge card in the 1980s. It became a symbol of prestige, and millions of new members signed on. More businesses than ever accepted the card because they wanted to attract card members' dollars. Then the economy changed, but American Express habits didn't. As it became necessary to stretch every penny and to watch every percentage of margin, cardholders began switching from the high-fee American Express card to no-fee cards from Visa and MasterCard that offered almost the same benefits. Merchants became angry because American Express claimed a higher percentage of each charge than other cards. Worse, it was slow to credit merchants' accounts. The number of cardholders began to fall dramatically. In Boston, a group of restaurants even organized a boycott of American Express to protest its policies toward merchants. Profits disappeared and losses mounted. Cosmic habit force was at work. American Express kept doing business the way it always had until a crisis hit it right between the eyes. The habits that had made it the premier charge card were not the habits that would keep it the premier charge card. Its habits rule them, not the other way around. Whatever your habits, cosmic habit force will carry them out. It isn't enough merely to develop good habits and leave it at that. You must remain alert to the effect of your habits and be willing on a moment's notice to change them when new ones will serve you better. Beware of these habits. The good news is, ironically, if you have any of these habits, they will eventually cause some sort of defeat that will inspire you to eliminate them. Of course, you can spare yourself that trouble if you're willing to examine yourself, identify your negative habits, and resolve to replace them with positive ones. Poverty, imaginary illness, laziness, envy, greed, vanity, cynicism, drifting without aim or purpose, irritability, revenge, jealousy, dishonesty, arrogance, sadism. Embrace these habits. You can replace any of the above with one of the following and profit by doing it. Definiteness of purpose. This is the primary good habit. It makes you more alert, more imaginative, more enthusiastic, and it increases your willpower. Faith. Let your mind dwell on positive ideas and on clearing away all negative influences and fears. This takes self-discipline. Personal initiative. You may have to force yourself at first to do things without being told to do them, but persistence will make it easier. Enthusiasm. Remember that controlled enthusiasm is your goal. You'll want to be able to summon it at will or shut it off when it isn't appropriate or might actually be dangerous.